Hey, everybody around the world. This is Sunshiny Day. Thank you for tuning into my podcast, Broken Glass, The Sunny Side. So today I want to talk a little bit about the quarantine, and I just have some feelings that I think would be beneficial by expressing to some of you and to some people out there. Let me start off by saying, whatever feelings you are feeling currently are completely valid. Explore these feelings. Embrace them, digest them, and see if there's anything you can learn from the process. Embrace all the feelings and see what happens, just as long as you don't act upon the bad feelings that can create harm. This is a lesson in learning how to change your response to the feelings that trigger you in a bad way, and explore the triggers that make you happy. I believe the more you deeply understand yourself, the more you can deeply understand others. It's just, you know, it's human nature. Time to reflect. Take this time to self-reflect and learn how to accept all facets of yourself. This time in quarantine is much like a fire burning and the ashes turning into a phoenix. Let me explain. If you're able to become comfortable with yourself, even the parts that make you uncomfortable, the more you can achieve it in this isolation of self-acceptance and self-love, hopefully, is what I'm aiming for, and being comfortable with yourself, the more it will translate once we are able to socialize again, hopefully giving deeper understanding and acceptance to our fellow humans. I believe the time for hate and negativity has had its run. We have to start responding differently in a more compassionate way so that we can make a positive difference for all living things on this planet. I also believe this is a great time to rest. Whatever that means to you, we don't know how long this is going to last for, so we have to look at the bright sides, or at least try, in my opinion. For example, you wanted to sleep for 15 hours? Do it. You want to junk out? Do it. You want to explore a new side of you? Do it. We don't know if anything like this is going to happen in our lifetimes again. This is why it's a great time to take advantage of this downtime. I've been taking this opportunity as a really long vacation and exploring the idea of this being my lifestyle because it's kind of the lifestyle I want to adopt as far as being an artist. Just explore different facets of yourself and see what makes you happy and what doesn't. And you know, that being said, when you go out in public, when you go to stores and stuff, yes, be mindful of wearing a mask, not just for your safety, but for other safeties, but also for other people's mental stability, because, you know, there's becoming that stigma of, oh, you're not wearing a mask, so, oh, you must be infected or something like that. It's just, you know, weird and crazy. So, yeah, if you go to a store, just wear a mask. If you're in a big city and you have to go for a daily walk or you need to go for a daily walk and you're mandated to wear a mask, then just do it. So that way you can go for a walk. If you live in less rural areas, then, you know, make up your mind about that. I live down in New Orleans. Am I around a bunch of crazy people and crazy amounts of people? No, I'm not. I also don't go to the main populated areas. When I take my daily walks, I make sure there's not really anybody around. And the people that I've been around are the people that I've been around. You know? So, just be mindful when you're out and about. Be mindful of yourself. Be mindful for yourself. Stay safe out there. This is Sunshiny Day. Thank you for listening to my podcast. If you like what you hear, please comment, reach out. I like talking about all the sorts of things and genres. Share this with your friends. This is the only way we can help make the world more a positive place is by promoting positivity as opposed to negativity. And I believe, you know, being a complete positive person, you also have to be able to embrace the things that don't make you positive. But, you know, willing to accept the fact that you have the control to make yourself positive. My name is Sunshiny Day. Thank you for listening. Catch you on the flip side.